Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 6, Purvahan Leela Continued, Forenoon Pastimes, 8:24 to 10:48, Part 4. The forest welcomes Krishna and the coward boys as they enter Vrindavan forest. Vrindadevi orders all the moving and non-moving residents of the forest who are suffering and separation from Krishna to welcome Krishna by saying, Vrindadevi orders the goddess of the forest, O Van Devi, Madhava, spring season, or Krishna himself, has come to your forest, so cast off your distress and be happy. Please display your good qualities by reminding Shyam of his beloved Radha. For this you will be duly praised as the abode of Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes. O creepers and latas, wake up! O trees, bloom luxuriantly, said Vrindadevi. Oh dear, start prancing about for the pleasure of Shyam. O cuckoos, sing along with the bees to create a beautiful vibration. O peacocks, dance madly for the pleasure of Shyam's mind and heart. O parrots, recite the choicest poetry. O moving and non-moving objects of the forest of Vrindavan, become joyful, just see. Your dearmost friend, Sri Krishna, has returned to make you happy. Krishna resembles a rain cloud, showering nectar upon the world with the sweet vibrations of his enchanting flute, which Shyam gently presses to his lips. This flute nectar shower revives the forest, which had previously fainted from the scorching heat of Shyam's separation. After being alerted by Brinda, and then sprinkled with the nectar of Krishna's flute, and fanned by the cool breezes bearing the sweet fragrance of Shyam's body, the forest of Vrindavan then blooms with her full splendor. The ambrosial song of Shyam's Murali startles every living being, makes the non-moving objects like rocks and trees tremble. It stuns the mobile creatures, melts the rocks, silences the birds, and brings thrill bumps to the vines. The flute of Krishna fades the flowers and causes them to cry with tears of their honey. Thus the Vrindavan forest displays all the 8 sattvic bhavs, stamba, ashru, romancha, kampa, Gudgara, Vaivarnya. The forest of Vrindavan expands with joy upon the arrival of Krishna and the spring, just as the appearance of Lakshmi in one's life brings wealth and fortune. The forest of Vrindavan manifests all the opulence of her natural splendor in order to welcome Krishna. The forest abounds with the sweet sounds of birds and bees and the tasty juice of ripe mangoes and other fruits dripping on the ground. Lotus flowers bloom in the reservoirs of water, and cool breezes moving through the forest teach the creepers and latas to gently sway like lady dancers. All of Shyam's senses find satisfaction in the charming environment of Vrindavan. Just as a wealthy man receives a dignified guest, the trees of Vrindatavi welcome Krishna with their smiling flowers, dancing leaves, singing bees, a beverage of dripping honey, and a meal of fresh fruits. This is how the trees welcome their dignified guest with all their wealthy charms and opulences. The forest creepers and latas, they act like maidservants to gracefully dance for the pleasure of Krishna with their soft, leafy dresses. The creepers smile with their flower faces as the singing bee minstrels repeatedly kiss those flowers of the creepers.